Guilt by Association. This is Thought for Today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Guilt by Association. It sounds grisly, doesn't it? And it is. We are responsible for who we're with and what we do. My mother always said, you're known by the people you associate with. And this is always and only so true. We are known by the people we associate with. And the people we associate with indicate what kind of people we are. Are we loving, gentle, kind people? Are we thoughtful people? Are we considerate people? Are we the kind of people that we would like to be with? Or are we the kind of, do we associate with the kind of people that we'd like to be with? You see, these are all wonderful things. These are all very human things. And these are things that we've all pretty well mastered. But what we haven't mastered is our thought. Now, what kind of thoughts are we associating with? What kind of thoughts do we have in our mind that bring us happiness and joy, harmony and peace, love, abundance, right action, truth, goodness in every way? What kind of thoughts do we have in our mind that bring that to us? Well, we have a beautiful barometer that's given to us free at birth. And that barometer is whatever goes on in our life goes on because of the thoughts we have in our thinking. And if we have something in our life that we don't like, we just say, I must change my thinking about that. And so if we have a cold, we say, I am whole and perfect. Now, that is stupid. It's contrary to the truth. It's contrary to the obvious. But that's the way the principle works. If you say to yourself, I am going down the wrong street. So you say, therefore, I know the right way to go, and I turn on the right street. So you turn on the right street, and now you're going down the right street. Now, that doesn't seem too difficult to understand, is it? If you're going down the wrong street, and you say, oops, I'm now going down the right street. So you turn to go down the right street, wherever it may be. Or even the street that you're on, you may reorganize your thoughts about it and say, this is the right street. I am taking this street because it's a detour. It's the wrong street, but it leads me to the right street because there's a detour. There's something in the way of me going down the other road. And so it is the right street, even though it's the wrong street. And we say that this is irrational and unreasonable. And that's the way the law is. Irrational and unreasonable. Can you understand that? Can you conceive of that? Can you appreciate that? Can you see why when you are experiencing an illness, you say, I am whole and perfect? Because you may be going down the wrong street with your thoughts, and when you start saying, I'm whole and perfect, you're putting the right thoughts in there for what you want to experience. I am on the right street. I am driving down the right street because I know that this is leading me where I want to go. And we follow that inner guidance. We follow that inner awareness by recognizing where we want to go. Now, guilt by association. You are guilty by association. You are guilty of having a healthy body. You are guilty of having beautiful thoughts. You are guilty of having a lovely life. You understand that? Yeah, I've never heard of the word guilt used in that way, but that's true. You are guilty as charged. You are having a wonderful life. Yeah, it sounds terrible, doesn't it? You are having a wonderful life. That sounds wonderful. Now, you are having a wonderful life. You are guilty. You are guilty of having a wonderful life. Well, gee, I never heard of guilty used that way, but that's true. What kind of a life do you want? What kind of a world do you want? Do you know where you're going? Do you know what you want out of life? Well, you're getting exactly what you think you want right at the moment. Whatever you think you want out of life, that's what you're getting. And that's what you're living, and that's what you're being. Now, if your life could have a few more frills to it, you know, could have a few more satisfactions to it, well, plant them in there. Plant them in there. Experience them. Know them. Love them. Enjoy them. Name them. claim them. These are all great words to accomplish the guilt you want to accomplish. I want to accomplish a guilt? Yes, you do. We are living in guilt all the time. We're saying, why did this happen to me? Why did that happen to me? Why does this go on? And that's a guilt. And then when we find out why and don't change it, well, that's exactly what we want to do. But if we find out why and we say, oops, I have been thinking sick thoughts when I want to think well thoughts. How can we think well thoughts when we've been thinking sick thoughts? By starting to think well thoughts. No. You say, that is so unreasonable. You can't just say, I am rich and be rich. No, that's true. You can't just say, I am rich and be rich. Because if your thought underlying I am rich is that you're poor, then that's what you are, you're poor. I know exactly what you're thinking by what you outpicture. You know exactly what you're thinking by what you outpicture. If you're out picturing joy and harmony and peace, then you are joyful, harmonious, and peaceful. If you're out picturing poverty, then you're thinking poverty. You're living in poverty. You don't have to. Nobody has to live in poverty. Nobody has to have any money either. I told you when I went to Europe the first time to give a seminar, I thought it'd be nice to have a nice car to drive around in. And so they got me a 450 SL Mercedes, you know. Nice convertible to drive all over Switzerland and Germany and Italy and Austria and just have a great old time. Now, did I have to own that car? No. Was it there for me whenever I wanted? Was it full of gas? Was the insurance paid? Was everything in order? And when I needed a map, did Kurt say, oh, I know the way? Mm-hmm. No problem. Did I do some foolish things with the car? Sure. Was everything in divine order? Sure. Foolish by whose determination? You cannot drive like this, you cannot drive like that. Why can't you? Because you cannot control the car. Yesterday, as I was driving Brian around the campus here, we had to make turns here and turns there on the pathways where I was going on the meditation path. And the meditation path takes a exactly 90 degree right and 120 degree left and stuff like that. And so I'm moving along at about 8 or 10, maybe 15 miles an hour. And not really 15 because that's the max that it'll do. And we were going uphill and downhill. Downhill we might have gone 15. But as Brian was sitting there holding on, he says, man, you handled this like a race car driver. He says, you're fantastic. You know. He says, now how old are you? And I said, I'm 25. He says, yeah, I thought so. You know. And you see, that's my image. That's my image of what I'm doing. I am driving like a young man, totally able, totally, I turn and turn, and I don't make an effort of it. I just, in perfect harmony. Now, when you say, Herb drives like a maniac, well, who says? Am I driving the path? Now, I could drive slow like an old man. I could drive slow like an old lady might, in our estimation, or like a child might. A child has to drive slow because they haven't quite got the ability to turn and to move so precisely as it's called for. And as we went through the bushes, went to the path was sometimes narrower than it should have been. It should always be at least wide enough for a golf cart. And it was not. And there were bushes in there, and he says, man, you didn't stab a tire once. He said, you went right between them so perfectly and you know, what have you. But you see, this was my intention. I wasn't trying to drive crazy. I wasn't trying to drive fast. I was just driving like I drive. And moving along at whatever was a reasonable rate of speed for that path. Now, for another person to drive that path, being unable to quickly turn and move and brake and unbrake and do the things that had to be done, they wouldn't be able to go that quickly because they're not skilled in driving. I told them I used to drive taxi cab when I was going to University Marquette University in Milwaukee as a kid. He says, yeah, I can tell. But you see, believe in yourself. If you're driving, believe in yourself. If you're walking, believe in yourself. I'm running out of breath. Sure, you run out of breath, and you run out of breath, good. I have perfect breath. I am breathing deeply. When I walk up these hills, I am pumping more oxygen in me than when I'm laying down sleeping. Isn't that true?
Yes.
When you're laying down sleeping, your lungs sort of relax, and they don't work so hard, so you're not pumping as much oxygen into your system. And when you're pumping up a hill, you know, and breathing deeply, because that's not the way to breathe. Is breathe in deep, breathe out deep, and your lungs will fill up with oxygen perfectly, and you'll walk in great comfort. Now, if you think you have high blood pressure, if you think you have less oxygen in your blood than you should have, if you think any of these things, what you're doing is you're creating that as a continuing habit for you. And if you think you can do it, now, all you have to do is go to the doctor and have the doctor say, you're in perfect shape. You have the body of a youth. You have the mind of a dynamic person. You are quick and alert and awake and aware. You are fantastic. You say, yeah, that's where I really like to be. The doctor says I can do anything. The doctor says, go. And so then the doctor says, no, you just take it easy now. You don't do this, you don't do that. Well, right away you're flat on your back in bed because the doctor says you're sick. Well, now, the doctor should never do that. He should always move you to your highest potential, because if they move you to your lowest potential, then that's where you're going to be, and it's flat on your back. Now, your guilt by association. What kind of guilt do we want in our life? We want the guilt of being happy, harmonious, peaceful, wealthy, having a great life, doing all the things that please us and make us happy. That's what we want to do in our life. And how do we get to do that in our life? By putting the cause in motion for us to do that. Now, are you ready to put the cause in motion for yourself to do that? Are you? Are you? Am I? Sure. Do we do it all the time? Sure. Sure.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Affirm it to yourself. Affirm it, affirm it, affirm it. And the more you affirm it, the more you realize you are doing it, and that's good. So just hang right in there and affirm these things to yourself and know these things for yourself and watch them happen for yourself in your life in a very beautiful, dynamic, forceful way, because you're guilty by association. Now, what are you guilty of? Are you guilty of thinking bad thoughts or thinking good thoughts? Are you guilty of associating with people who are not beneficial to you or people who are beneficial to you? Are you associating with ideas that are uplifting, fulfilling, rewarding, or are you associating with ideas that tear you down? The choice is always ours, and we can make it right now. So let's be guilty of association with everything good, beautiful, and fine, and let's not put on a word, a bad name, like guilt. You're guilty, that means you did something bad. Oh, you're guilty, that means you did something good. Let's make all of our words beautiful, flowing, supportive, joyful, harmonious words, because that's what they are. Well, you all have a lovely day now, and remember, you want to be guilty by association for the highest and best within you. I love you, I love you, I love you.